This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good morning. Yesterday was the open cattle show at the Jersey County Fair, and it was a big day for the exhibitors. Grand Champion Heifer went to Claire Dorsey of Dorsey, Illinois. I talked with Claire about the Jersey County Fair and her big win yesterday.
Well, I'm 13 years old, and I'm from Madison County, and I've been showing heifers since I was very little. My parents actually met at a cattle show, so that's how we started. And ever since then, we've been showing livestock.
Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about the heifer you won with here today?
The heifer I won with has a little bit of an attitude, but once you get to know her, she's really your best friend. I really like working with her, and I wouldn't change a thing about her.
Yeah, it seems like you guys were really getting along out there. It looks like they shouldn't give any problems at all. What kind of preparation went into getting your heifer ready to show today?
Well, a lot of time went in. Like, your heifer has to be tamed, so we did a lot of breaking with her when she was younger, and we did a lot of clipping and lots of washing. Like, we would rinse her in the morning, and then we would wash her at night. We would brush her hair to where it would get the proper hair it needs to be, and then we had her under fans almost 24/7. It took a lot of time, and luckily my parents, they know what to feed good heifers, and we fed her what we needed to, and she got the way to where we need her.
And what's your favorite part about showing here at the Jersey County Fair?
I really like that I know everyone, and whenever someone needs help, I'll be over there sitting on the bleachers, and they'll say, "Hey, come here," and I'll come over there and help them show for Champion Drive or something. And I really like that everyone is always telling congrats or good job, you'll get them next time, go kick butt, something like that. And it really motivates you to do your best.
So you've gained a lot of friends showing livestock then?
Yes, actually some of my best friends are cattle people, and I kind of wish they lived a little bit closer and they would go to my school, but it is what it is, and they're going to be best friends for life.
What lessons have you learned while showing livestock?
I learned that it takes a lot of work to get to what you want, and I learned that you always don't get the best, and you just got to keep going and believe in yourself.
And what's your favorite part about showing cattle?
My favorite part would probably be showmanship. Like, I really like that I don't have to worry about how my heifer looks, or I just have to practice and show the judge how professional I can be.
And how did it feel to win Grand Champion Heifer here today?
It felt really nice. I've been working for this a long time. Last year I got reserve, and I said, "Hey, I wanna get Grand Champion." So I've been working really hard, and I'm just so thankful to everyone who helped me.
Congratulations to Claire and all the exhibitors at the Jersey County Fair. Tonight at 7 p.m. is the rodeo at the Jersey County Fair. Saturday at 8 a.m. is the open swine show, and the open dairy show is at 9 a.m. The Gillespie FFA will be selling sweet corn today and tomorrow in the United Methodist Church parking lot in Gillespie. They will be selling from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Make sure to go out and get some sweet corn before it's too late. This Saturday, the 14th, the Carlinville FFA Alumni Association will be hosting a tractor drive departing from the Macoupin County Historical Grounds. Drivers are asked to be there and register by 8:45 a.m., and the drive will actually begin at 9 a.m. There is a $5 registration fee, and all money raised will be given back to the Carlinville FFA chapter. All tractors are welcome, but they must be able to run 8 miles per hour. For more information, contact Lynn Hyer by calling 217-825-7154 or call Matt Slidham at 217-710-8339. That's all the time we have on your Morning Farm Show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.